Okay, while we're setting up the next computer, our next speaker is Yasuhiro Fujioka, who's known by the nickname Fuji. Fuji is a freelance jazz journalist and photographer for several Japanese monthly magazines. He has been writing for Swing Journal, Jazz Life, Jazz Hi-Ho, and Record Collectors since 1987. He is also the author of John Coltrane, a discography and musical biography, with assistance from Lewis Porter and Yonichi Hamada, published by Scarecrow Press in 1995. This book has more recently been replaced by John Coltrane, the John Coltrane Reference, published by Routledge in 2008, which he co-authored with Lewis Porter, Chris DeVito, David Wilde, and Wolf Schmaller. He is also a board member for the preservation of the John Coltrane home in Huntington, Dix Hills, New York, where Coltrane lived between 1964 and 1967, and where he composed his masterpiece, A Love Supreme. Fuji's topic today is compiling the John Coltrane reference. So, won't you welcome Yasuhiro Fujioka.
Very heavy, almost 2 kilograms. I don't know how much pound. Yes, first of all, I have to say thank you so much for inviting me this wonderful convention. So I have to say thank you for David Schubert, the president, and Tim Brooks, of program chairman, and also the other board members, and also as well as the attendance for this time. Also, secondly, I have to say thank you for a wonderful award by the ARSC Best Research in Recorded Jazz Music 2009. Also, this book is awarded by the BBC UK. The best book 2008. Also, thirdly, I have to say I have to apologize for my poor English speaking, because the English is my not my native tongue, but I have to try to do my best as far as I can. Let's start to. I'm also not familiar with the PowerPoint. This is my first time to use it. So everything is not familiar to me. So give me a patience. So let's start the kickoff. So I have to tell you how can I compile this book. This is 848 pages for my second edition of Coltrane book. And I started to collect the Coltrane memorabilia in 1970s, when I was 17 years old. This is not the first one, but this is the most the old one, 1967, September and October. This is a Dutch magazine, so I think this word is Wereldo. I think just world, this means. Yeah, this is the September-October issue of 1967. This is the... we can't see well, so I type it. So 27 October 1955, Miles Davis All-Stars, Columbia, 1st June, Aliucha, CL949, also CBS, maybe D means Dutch, 62323. So can you realize what this is? This is the record number. Maybe you are familiar with this number because you are most of the people are record collectors. So, but for the ordinary people, you know, we can't realize what this is. My first time to see this. What this is? So, yeah, so I couldn't realize what they are. So this is Badu, CL1020. What this is number? What the title? It doesn't mention anything. So this page refers about the Arab Supreme, 9th of December 1964. This is the European magazine, so date first and month and year. This is the different from the American standard. So this is also complicated for me. So this is the Lab Supreme Impulse, part one, acknowledgement and the resolution, part two, and part three, portions, and part four, sum. This is Impulse AS 77. That's it. So no information of the album title, but this is the very important. Archie Shepp, tenor saxophone, and Art Davis bass. Something, you know, similar like the English saying added for next day session or something. I can't read any Dutch words, so, but it says, it refers about something like that. The origin is from this liner notes of John Coltrane by himself on the album A Love Supreme, Impulse A77. It says about to Elvin, James, and McCoy, I'd like to thank you for that which you you give each time you perform on your instruments. Also to Archie Shepp, tenor saxist, and to Art Davis, bassist, who both recorded on a track that regrettably will not be released. So this is the evidence this magazine differs about this, Archie Shepp, and somewhere here written in Dutch words, so I couldn't read it. So this is not a rumor. Actually, Coltrane wrote by himself. Okay, next one is the Coda magazine. Coda is a very famous Canadian magazine. This is the first discography appearing on the May 1968 issue. 12 pages. Let me show you the first pages. This part of is the around midnight session, October 27. Now month, date, and year. The new Miles Davis Quintet. I think this discographer got the original matrix number. That's why CO54130, Arucha CL949. Still, it's mystery. What's this number for me, for my first time? But later, I realized this is the record number of around about midnight. And also, this is the Badu CL1020. Also, this discographer put the matrix number CO54133. And also, other Prestige recording listed by mistake around here. So I think in those days, it's so complicated. No accurate and the correct discography didn't exist. So this is the another session. Anyway, around about midnight session is consist of three different dates. The first date was October 27, 1955. Second date was the June 5th, 1956. And also the third date, September 10, 1956. This date was recorded around midnight. But this Canadian discographer put, record number only CL949, CS8649. Maybe CS means stereo, and CL means a monaural. And, these part are the, so, I refer about the two recordings, Miles Davis, Round Midnight, and Love Supreme. Okay, this is the part of the Love Supreme session of this discography, Coda magazine, May 1968. This is saying December 9, 1964, New York City, John Coltrane Quartet. But this is incorrect because recorded studio was in Rudy Van Gelder studio in Inglewood Cliffs in New Jersey, not the New York City. So we have to correct this. But fortunately, this discographer got the matrix number 90243, Arab Supreme Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, and then it says Impulse AS77. This is the record number of Arab Supreme. And also, somewhere here, I typed it. December 10, 1964, at Archie Shep, tenor saxophone, at Davis bass, and Arab Supreme Part 1, unissued. So this is the swing journal I have to be. I have been to contribute to this magazine, but this magazine is going out of the business next month after 64 years, unfortunately, because of the economy. But this is a July 72 issue of Swing Journal. This is not a journal, but actually it's a journal, but this is monthly magazine, 360 pages each month. It's like a book. Yeah. And six pages featuring discography. But look at this. Japanese people like the images of jacket photos of the records. So this is the Around Midnight jacket, but the first issue of Japanese edition, but not the American issue. And also, a part of Around Midnight session, including this vinyl. But can you realize this is 12 inches, this is 12 inches, this is 12 inches, but this is 10 inches, but no information here. So this is the problem. So I'm going to solve this problem to my discography. This is the next month's issue of Swing Journal. Here is the Arab Supreme. But it doesn't mention about the second day of Arab Supreme, December 10th session. But only main session and also one jacket images is showing. This is the first authentic discography made by Brian Davis in the UK. Second edition, December 1976. This is the this is the part of Arab Supreme, New York City. Still, he did misunderstanding. It has to say Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey, 9th December 1964, because of the UK people. Write the European standard, date, month, and year. He also, the same thing as the former one in the Canadian magazine, 90243, Arab Supreme, Part 1, Acknowledgement. And also he is referring about chanting by Coltrane added on the Acknowledgement, Part 1. And also same personnel plus Archie Shep, tenor saxophone, Davis, the bass, December 10th of December 1964, Arab Supreme, Part 1, unissued. Still mystery has. I'm sorry. This is the part of Around Midnight Session. New York City. This is correct, New York City. The recording studio was in New York City. 27 October 1955, Miles Davis All-Stars. But still, there is no information of album title, just the record number, CL949, also CL1020. So I don't realize what these are. Okay, so this is the discography made by Kuniaki Moguchi, Japanese guy, in 1977. He put all album covers in color. The first discography in color, I believe so. But he doesn't mention anything, you know, matrix number. Just acknowledge, just Arab Supreme, part one, part two, part three. That's it. No mentioning the title of the song. And but this is the, he put the three, oh, I'm sorry, three round midnight, one here, one here, one here. Because round midnight session consists of three different dates. That's why he put the three album covers here and here and here. The last day was he made around midnight. But still, yes, now we understand CL949 is the discover and the title is around midnight. The finally, after maybe 10 years, we finally find out the, what is the CL949. This is the 949. And this is the, I think, one of the most standard discography made by David Wild in United States. The finally American guy appears in 1979. this was, yes, he is the, yes. His discography is completely different from the other ones, others, because the he put the unissued titles like a Two Bass Hit and Billy Boyd, because he got the original tape from a record company, I think, and then he put the timing, so Arucha 5 minutes 47 seconds or something like this, and also this is the part of Love Supreme. He put the composer's name, John Coltrane, and also the timing, and also mentioning about the Archie Shepp, the memory. He recorded, you know, fourth part of Arab Supreme right next day, but this is not the correct. Only the first acknowledgement is recorded on the second day. The reason why he could access to this original tape was he went to the California with Michael Cascuna in 1976, and then he discovered these tapes. But right next year, 1977, he went to the warehouse of the Impulse Board, but he couldn't. All the tape disappeared somewhere. So that's still a mystery, but it will be appeared in auction in New York, 2005. Oops, I'm sorry. What's this? Oop. Oop. Well, why it takes so long? Oh. This is the Italian magazine, Musica Jazz, 1987. And it doesn't differ about anything. You know, this Italian magazine made a lots of mistake, unfortunately. And it doesn't say anything like around, it says like around midnight, it's okay. But he put the Two Bass Hit on Circling Around. Oh, yes. This is the first appearance of the Two Bass Hit on the album Circling Around, CBS A8471. I had to rush. This is the another issue of Swing Journal, 1986, November. Still, Japanese people like to put these album covers. But this is the Japanese first edition of Circling Around. This is the original images of around midnight. And this is the another discography made in Japan, 1991. Here is the original American issue of Circling Around, and also the original around midnight. Also, here is another records here, 1958 miles. It's including Little Melanie. And also, this is finally, we realize this is CL1020, Jazz Omnibus. It's titled Jazz Omnibus. These are the 12 inches, but also this is the 12 inches, but two LP set. This is the LP 5 LP box set. But this is very confusing. This is 2 LP, this is 5 LP, this is the 12 inches. So, I'm sorry. This is the French issues, 1992. It doesn't say anything, same as the standard. What's next? Oops. Oh, this is the first German discography, 1989. Oh my God. Yeah, this is the face, the cover. This doesn't refer about any matrix number, just an album and the comments, a long comment with the, this is the Arab Supreme, and the long comments. This is the Swing Journal, another issue. So these are the very it's very difficult to realize what this is, what they including. So finally, 1995, I compiled my own discography, my first edition, edited by Louis Porter of Rutgers University, and Yoichi Hamada is the typesetter. I couldn't type any using for of a computer. So Mr. Hamada helped me to make it. Whoops. Okay, here is the completely different because matrix number and the Lab Supreme, and also I put the 1, 2, here is one. One is, this is the mark of the LP. So now we realize LP Impulse A77, a title of Lab Supreme. And reissue, these all are the reissue. And also two means this and this. These two including this title. This is LP, this is a CD. This is, in those days, still audio cassette tape and, eight tracks, yes, eight tracks, yes. And also, I refer about the next day session, including Archie Shepp and Art Davis. But after, and also, finally, I could access to a whole bunch of original tape of Round Midnight session. So I measured it using my stopwatch. So, and then I analyzed it. So I realized two bass hit consist of take two and take five. And Aryucha consists of from take five and take four. No any other discography mentioned about this. Because I could access to the original tape of Around Midnight Session. Also, I put the main, this is American original, this is Japanese original, this is French original, this is Dutch original, this is a CL1020. So I put all these small images, 740 small images. I cut, I made the photos and cut it and paste it by hand. And all 400 pages. And then made, I don't know, how do I say, maybe you know the style of the printing is camera ready. 2 minutes, okay. And then it's very important, you know, my discography is each one session, each one page. So if it doesn't fit for the one page, I put the big photos for to the next pages. But this is not American standard. American people, you know, started the, like this, you know. But for the Japanese people, it's very, you know, uncomfortable for the Japanese people. So, okay, let's refer about the John Coltrane reference. Finally, 2008, this is the one, 800 pages over. After my first edition of Coltrane discography issued, I could access to the original tape of Impulse, also the Columbia Records. So I could, I analyzed those tapes again, and carefully I listed, carefully analyzed again. So I put all the notes which it takes consist of each master takes. So also I could access to, this is the artist contract card of Columbia Records. So it says everything, Miles Davis royalty 5%, or also Prestige contract card expire February 7, 1957, and also many mysteries including here. So I could access all, you know, this contract card, also the original tape. And then made like this. But some of the Japanese guy, I think they got the original tape of Around Midnight Session. They made this kind of bootleg. So I don't, I stopped to trade any material belongs to me to the anyone who wants to share the material. Oh. So after my first edition, I completely changed my life because I have been contributing to the record company such as the Verve Music Group, who owns the Impulse, and also the Tokyo office, and many different. So I'm sorry, I can't supply my material to share my collection to anyone who wants. But you can come to my house to listen. I live in Osaka, Japan. I have a Coltrane house, like a museum. Many great cats wants to come, like Herbie Hancock almost 20 times, and Marcus Miller 10 times, Carlos Santana 2 times, and all great cats who love the music of John Coltrane. So you are very welcome to come to Osaka to listen and see my collection. I have over 2,000 memorabilia of Coltrane. Thank you.